This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's not the greatest day out there. It's raining in most of Massachusetts. Get into New Hampshire, Vermont. We're getting some mix of ice and snow. Feels like Mother Nature has thrown a lot of rain at us and snow and mix and everything in the past week. Just want a little bit of sun to make the days a little bit easier. You know, we're looking at some warmer weather this week, which is nice. But you know, I'll take the cooler weather with no rain. So, you know, hey, it's taking care of all the plants for you, making sure, because the ground isn't completely frozen, and we always talk about watering until the ground freezes. Well, Mother Nature's doing that for us right now, helping us not have to worry about those plants. So, you know, there's good things about it, right? Got to keep with the positive, keep on with that. But it's... Like I said, it's going to warm up on Monday, Tuesday. It's perfect time to actually finalize some of that winterizing of the plants. You know, we talk about, you know, a lot, you know, getting ready for the next season. But one of the things to get ready for the season that we're basically in, even though winter doesn't start for another month here, is taking care of your evergreens with wiltproof, covering them up, taking care of them so that they're not going to, you know, get dried out from the winds, the cold, that type of thing. We want to make sure that they're protected for the winter. You know, it's one of the things that we worry about most with our evergreens is them drying out. Like, you know, your biggest thought would be like a rhododendron. Just completely, you know, drying out, turning brown, the leaves, instead of, you know, staying in more of a parallel to the ground, they're going more, you know, they're headed straight up and down. And, you know, you can see the days that it gets real cold with rhododendrons the easiest. You know, with azaleas too, but rhododendrons, a lot of them have some of those bigger leaves. And you notice it where all of a sudden everything's hanging up and down versus, you know, hanging nice and easy on the plant. And, you know, it's just cold. The cold weather's taking them on. But we want to make sure they're dry. They're they're not drying out at the same time. So this week, you know, they say to be spraying any of the wilt proof or wilt stop with this product when it's over 40 degrees. You want to make sure it's warm enough so that the plant can actually absorb it and dry. So if you haven't done it yet, it's a perfect time to be doing it on Monday, Tuesday. It's looking like weather-wise, it'll be warming up and sunny. So that would be, that's going to be real nice. So, you know, that would be something to be doing in the garden outside, you know, getting that ready for winter. You can finish the cleanups. I know at my house, the leaves just keep falling. I swear, every time we clean something up, it just refills up. You know, can you put them in compost piles? Can you get rid of them? A lot of the cities and towns are collecting leaves for the next couple weeks anyways, once a week. I know where I live in Lowell, they're picking them up every Monday. And I want to say it goes until the second week in December. So getting those out there as much as possible is perfect. I'll be getting that done now, you know. It's, you know, you only have a few more weeks to get it done. But that depends on the city and town. But I know a lot of them are taking them once a week. I know during the summer, at least where I am, they do it every other week to try and get it taken care of. So, you know, that's something to be thinking about each year when you're cleaning up. You know, can you send it to the city compost pile? Or do you have a compost pile that you want to take care of? So that's something to be thinking about. We can talk about a lot of different things today. A lot of your indoor houseplants are probably, you know, they're getting used to the inside. They've been inside for a while now. Do they have any insects? Is something happening with them? You know, if you started to see any of your bulbs that you brought indoors or that you kind of, like your amaryllis, have you gotten those ready? Have you started to get your poinsettias ready? You know, what else is going on inside the house for you to, you know, get started or work with on your indoor plants? We can talk about a number of different things. We have a bunch of different house plants out there that are nice and easy to grow, nice and easy to use for you. So we can discuss those ones. We've talked about it a lot. During the winter, the most is when we have different plants that we should be, you know, thinking about adding, thinking about, you know, what we should do with them, etc. So, you know, let's see what's going on inside and out. So just a few things to be thinking about. You know, what else can we do? You know, what types of plants should we be thinking about for next year? Should we be looking at, you know, our yards and saying, all right, this is the plan for next year. This is what I want to do here. Get that ready and kind of budget it out and figure it out, you know, draw it out if you're visual. And kind of just research some of those plants and say, all right, you know, I want to do a rock garden here, or I want to do a shade garden here, and kind of look at it and say, all right, I need these types of plants in here, and go through the internet, go through, you know, books, go through your local garden center, and talk to them and just say, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking about. I want to do this here. Any ideas would help. You know, just some thoughts to be keeping the garden in mind for, you know, for the winter. You know, you don't want to just think about all the snow that's out there. Let's think about what we're going to do when the snow's gone. You know, what are we going to do with the lawn? What are we going to do with the garden? Are we going to grow different vegetables this year? Do we want to start our vegetables inside? You know, is that something you want to do that's compared to, you know, years past? So a lot really to think about this winter versus just saying, all right, well, snow on the ground, I don't have to worry until next season. And, You know, we always think about that and say, all right, yep, I'm going to wait till next season. And then it gets there, and it's like, whoa, it's going too quick. I haven't done this. I got to do this. I got to do this. You know, so there's a lot of things you can still be thinking about doing. You know, like I said, the ground isn't completely frozen. If you had some issues this year with the lawn that you want to get figured out next year, maybe try thinking about getting a soil sample and getting that to the different places to get that tested so you're ready for the spring. Or if you had certain areas of the vegetable garden that have been very successful and you want to know what's going on there so you can reproduce it the rest of the area, maybe get a soil sample for that. There's, you know, the winterizer. The ground still hasn't completely frozen. Those of you who haven't put a winterizer on the lawn, you know, still time to get it down there. The ground's, you know, the lawn still has some action going on in the soil. It's working its way through. It's figuring out some things. So you want to give it something so it'll be ready for next season and will help with overwintering. So there's a lot of things you can still be thinking about going out and doing right now before that ground freezes. You know, we're a week away from Thanksgiving. That's usually that cutoff point for putting that salt marsh hay or mulch around your hydrangeas and roses. So that's coming up to do. So get that stuff ready. You know, get that mulch or the salt marsh hay or some type of straw, something to protect your plants. So really something to think about. You know, we can talk about a lot of different things today. There's a lot going on. Weather's been, you know, dreary, but it's helpful for our yards and gardens. So give us a call. 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. I'm going to say, like I've said a few times, I know it's been a dreary week, a dreary day today. But sun is coming back a couple times this week, so let's get excited for that. We're getting into that holiday season. You know, we have Thanksgiving next week, next Thursday. So that's something to be excited about. Be there with your family. Get together. Be thankful for everything we've had this year and everything that we do have going for us. And then it's on to Christmas. Christmas is, you know, will come quicker this year. For the past 4 or 5 years, we've had an extra week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So this weekend is, you know, usually the weekend after Christmas, after Thanksgiving. So we're getting ready for that enjoyment of the holiday. But we'll still can't forget that Thanksgiving is coming here a few days. That wonderful season with lots of great food, lots of family and friends. So it's definitely an exciting time. So something to just be thankful for this year is just another day here with you guys on the radio, another Sunday. But thankful for what's out in the yard, what's out in the gardens, and you know, what successes you had. You know, where did things go right? Where did things go wrong? You know, we learn a lot in gardening by what we do wrong and know what to do right next. There's a lot of different things that'll happen with nature that you cannot predict. And just knowing certain things about it will actually help you, you know, figure things out. So it's, you know, something that you just kind of deal with, right? You know, just go from there and see what you can do. You know, we're just thinking about what we can do for the spring. Like I said, this winter, let's plan out the garden. Let's figure out what we're going to do. You know, let's do some research. Let's look at the vegetable garden and say, all right, you know, I really like tomatoes. I want to have a couple different tomatoes. At the end of the year, I want to make sauce. Or I want to have fresh tomatoes in my salad for most of the summer. Okay, so what do we got to do? What do we got to figure out? A lot of times, what I would do is let's do some research. Go on to some of the different seed companies and see what they have to offer for tomatoes. A lot of times they have hundreds of different varieties that you just don't know about. And it's going to take a little bit of information, a little bit of digging into it to see what's there. You know, take a look. See, do you want cherry tomatoes? Do you want medium size? Do you want big, nice, heavy tomatoes? Which one do you want? You know, that's things to be thinking about early and getting those ready for next year. Because, hey, if you want to get started inside, maybe think about, you know, when are you going to do that? And, you know, we can talk about different times of the season, but usually February, beginning of March is when we want to get that done. So, do you have a grow light? Do you have different soils? Do you have this, that, the other thing? Maybe it's something to put on a Christmas list. You know, hey, this is what I want this year. I want a grow light. I want to be able to put something in the basement so I can start my vegetables early. And I want to do everything for myself this year and get it out there. What's the success that you want to do? So, you know, things to be thinking about this year. We always think about, you know, what new gadgets we can get or what new this, that, whatever for Christmas. But, you know, maybe think about something that's going to be beneficial for you all season next year. Again, like I said, maybe it's a grow light. Maybe it's different pots to get ready for the spring. Maybe it's seeds. Maybe it's even just a seed catalog so you can do some research. So these are all things to be thinking about this season instead of worrying about, you know, the rain that's going on there or the cold weather that's coming or when it snows. You know, maybe think about some of the good things that you'll be doing for the spring. So we'll keep on with that. You guys can give me a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again sounding off about the whistleblower. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
During a White House event on Friday morning, President Trump was asked by reporters about the week's public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House. At the root of the impeachment inquiry was his phone call with the Ukraine leader back in July that a whistleblower claimed should have been of concern. Asked if he would try to fire the still anonymous whistleblower, the president says,
I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
The president was remarking during the event, which was supposed to be honoring nearly 24 championship collegiate teams.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 109 points, the S&P up 6, and the NASDAQ up 14. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out to try and make your gardening experience a little bit easier. Something you won't have to worry about versus, something to worry about. A lot of things out there right now that we could be doing, not really outside as much. You know, we talked about it briefly this morning, getting the leaves cleaned up and getting that wilt proof out there. Other than that, what really could you be doing to the gardens outside? Not a lot. Maybe it's thinking about getting some new plants for the inside of the house. Getting something that you just haven't had before. Something that, you want to try different this year versus, the years prior. Thinking about getting some new house plants in the house instead of just having your typical, holiday type season like your poinsettias. What else do you want to put in there? What plant is going to be the best for you? Now, I have a couple thoughts, suggestions we can kind of go over today. One of my favorite plants, and we talked a little bit about it last week, and I want to just talk about it a little bit more today because, I think it's one of the cooler looking plants just based on the size of the leaf. We're talking about the fiddle leaf fig. Fiddle leaf fig, you think fig, maybe it's the fruit. This isn't the case with this one. We're looking more for the foliage of it. The foliage of this, the leaf is huge. I mean, it can be up to 2.5 feet long. About a foot and a half wide. It's very cool looking. There are different different styles of it. You have the shrub type form. We'll call it a shrub form, even though it's a house plant. And then there's a tree form. So more of the shrub form would be more compact. You'd have leaves all the way to the bottom. Whereas the tree form, obviously, doesn't have as many leaves below, and it has it higher up. So there's different styles of it. The leaves, just think of like a violin. The way the violin is shaped, it's the same way for these leaves. And it's about the same size. So that's actually pretty cool. The leaves are green with a yellowy-green vein, so it's a nice contrast. The stem is more of a darker brown, so that's a nice contrast as well. So it's pretty cool. A couple things. Like I said, it's a house plant for us. You can bring it out on the patio during the spring and summer. It doesn't want to get cold temperatures. So you don't want to keep this by like a window where there's a draft. You can keep it by a window where there's no draft because the draft will actually cause these leaves to turn black. Start off with like a brown, then go to the dark black. You'll notice the leaves will start to droop, etc. It's meant more, as I said, for its foliage. There's no flowers, but it is just really, really cool to look at. It's going to need sun-wise, it's going to need full sun to filtered sun. Just easy to deal with, so you can put in a self-facing window for the winter. This is something that you don't have to water as much during the winter. You'll water normally during all season, spring, summer, and fall. And then in the winter you kind of let it, not completely dry out, but dry out a little bit more. This time of year going into winter, you don't want to feed it. You want it to have that dormancy type period. And I'm not saying it's going to, not do anything for you during the winter, but you just don't want to push it as much. You want it to be able to rejuvenate and get ready for the next season. So this is definitely something to be thinking about. Like I said, the other thing, draft tolerant, it's not. It does not like a draft. That's one of the things that I like to reiterate when it comes to the indoor houseplants, if it can take a draft or not. Because, you have some of the older houses, or even some of the newer houses, that have a drafty type window. And if you put your houseplant there that doesn't take the draft, it's not going to do well for you. So I just want to reiterate that. But again, this is the fiddle leaf fig. It's one of my favorites. I just love the look of it. The plants don't have to flower to be your favorites, but again, this one doesn't, but it's something to really look at. So something to go next time you go to a garden center with a greenhouse, maybe see if they have it. It's a very popular plant, so a lot of garden centers will have it. Again, it's in multiple forms. You can get in kind of like the bush form, if you will, and then the tree form. The tree form, I've seen them pretty big in a greenhouse, and I'm sure they get a lot bigger than that. But, something to be thinking about when you're looking at new plants. We can talk about a few different house plants going forward today. We'll get those in the next couple hours here. But this fiddle leaf fig is one of my favorites. So something I just wanted to pass out there. Now, going into the holiday season, one major thing we think about is always poinsettias or poinsettia, depending upon how you like to say it. Tomato, tomato, right? But everybody knows that at Christmas time, it's poinsettias. But what else is there? We've talked about it before, but, there's cyclamen out there. Cyclamen's a great one to be using as a Christmas-type plant. What about Calantio, or as I called it growing up, Kalanchoe? Depends on you. Again, tomato, tomato. That's a nice one. What about looking at just getting some rosemary at this time of year? Not flowering, but that nice smell. What about, some of the other flowers out there? There are some flowering hydrangeas at this point that some garden centers will have. There's some lilies out there. a lot of different coloring, colorful flowers. So, you know, with this dreary weather we've been having, maybe it's time to get some of those, bring them in the house so you can, you know, see some of the enjoyment of the sun, etc. So, it's, you know, that time of year, we're getting into that in-between seasons where it can be cold, it can be dreary. Let's think about something fun that's outside, something colorful, and get ready. You know, it's this time of year, we're in that, like I said, we're in that in-between. So there's no real flowering outdoors, obviously. And then indoors, there's a lot of foliage plants out there. Foliage has become so popular that there's more foliage out there than there are flowering type plants. So that is something to be looking into again. But the flowering plants that I'm thinking about, at least for, you know, the holiday season, a couple of them, like I said, the Cyclamen and the Kalanchoe. Those are some major ones that will be kind of the same as using a poinsettia in the house. Poinsettia, you know, easy to deal with. Maybe a little bit more work to overwinter it, get it ready for the next season. But those are, you know, things that you think about when you're doing this. If you're an avid gardener, you don't mind doing that type of thing. You want to try and get plants to last as long as possible. Try new ones. See what you can really do. So those are just a few things to be thinking about. We can be looking at some of the houseplants, you know, the foliage houseplants. Some of my favorites, like I said, is the fiddle leaf fig. There's one that's becoming very popular, which is been around for a long time. It's called the Monstera. Monstera has a huge flower, leaf to it as well. You know, when I think of the name Monstera, I almost think of monster and the size. You know, monsters, we always think they're huge. But that's one of them that I've been looking at as well lately. That is just, it's a big one there. So something to be looking into, looking at. You know, we actually did in the newsletter today, on Thursday, we did one, the split leaf philodendron, which looks an awful lot like the Monstera, which it is. So this one is a real nice one. There's a great article about it, of what to do with it, how it, you know, how it actually grows, etc. Take a look at that from the from our newsletter. You can get our newsletter at paulparent.com. You can scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a spot to sign up for the newsletter, but there's also a spot to email. So if you have questions or you're having a hard time getting onto the listserv here for this newsletter, we can sign you up. But this is one of the articles that we talked about, was that split leaf philodendron, which is the Monstera. Huge leaves, but it's not the same type of leaf as a fiddle leaf fig. Fiddle leaf fig is a leaf that goes, that's completely all around it. In that violin shape, there's no serrated edges, there's no almost cuts in between them. Where this Monstera, it's basically like little leaves, if you will, on the big leaf. the different slits on it allow some of that airflow through it. It loves warm weather. It's a actually native to Mexico. It's up in the mountains. So in the warmer climate, you know, in our homes, it's only going to grow a couple feet a year maximum. Not get huge, but in some areas where, like I said, where it's native in Mexico, it's actually a vine that can climb up to 50 feet. So it's not going to do that in your house. It's not going to take over. It's a slower grower when it comes to our region. In North America here, it's a little bit different for that. It does not like a draft type. The drafty weather for or windows, etc., is not the best for a lot of the plants. So, you know, there are some out there that actually can take the draft. We'll talk about that at some point in the next few weeks, which ones can do that. But I like to make sure it's known there when it is a draftee, it's acceptable for draft or not acceptable, because that's a major factor when it comes to picking a plant and what you do. So let's be thinking about that. You know, is it time on some of your houseplants to repot? You know, has it been a couple years? A lot of times houseplants every 2 to 3 years need to be repotted. So thinking about that, you know, getting a nice pot, getting that figured out, but then also getting a nice soil for it. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, like I said, every 2 to 3 years, a lot of your houseplants need to be repotted. Getting the perfect soil to allow those roots to grow and get bigger is really what you need to be thinking about, and Espoma has a great one there. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll bring you right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Said we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Now, we talked about some of the flowering plants. I really only mentioned a couple. But a couple more to be thinking about this season that are in full effect right now. How about thinking about the Christmas cactus? Obviously, I forgot that one, but, you know, one of the easy ones. Christmas cactus is a great one. How about orchids? Orchids are in full bloom at this time of year. Bromeliads. Bromeliads are a great one. And then anthurium. Anthuriums is a really nice one. The colors that they can come in, they're not just, you know, red. They have some pinks and some paler whites. Again, we talked about the amaryllis. Those are a few things to be looking at color-wise. Now, one of the things that, you know, I've learned in the past couple of years when it comes to houseplants that I didn't really think about prior, because houseplants weren't always my strong point. I was more of a tree and shrub type guy, perennials, some annuals. So, you know, when you do more research, you learn more and more, and it's like, wow, you know, wow, I didn't even realize that. And one of the things that I realized, like I said, in the past few years here, is how humidity for your houseplants can actually help them thrive and survive longer. You know, the humidity levels in houseplants. A lot of the houseplants are in the jungle or in an outdoor area where there is a lot of humidity. So, you know, you want to try and recreate that for them. Well, how do we do that? How do we recreate that humidity for them? A couple ways of doing that. The first one that I'd suggest doing is grouping the plants together so that when they do create humidity, they actually will help each other out and the humidity will actually stay a little bit more while their plants are in those areas. The other thing, find an area where the humidity is, you know, usually there where it's more humid in those areas, like a kitchen, bathroom, laundry room, those types of areas. If you find that those are too, you know, too humid, because it can be too humid. We're looking at between 40 and 60% humidity is the best way to be looking at it. But again, you want some humidity there. So finding an area like that, maybe that's one of the places to do it. Or, like I said, grouping them together. Another thing you can be doing is misting plants. You know, taking a spray bottle and just misting the areas. You know, that helps raise the humidity on the plants, but it's not, you know, long term. It's only temporary. So what else can you do to create that? Well, there's a way you can grab a, you can use like a plastic tray that you would put underneath some of your houseplants and fill it about halfway with pebbles or rocks and then fill it with water. You know, fill it right to the top with water. That moisture will be starting to create that humidity around the plants. That's a great way to do it. You know, the water will come out of there quickly. All of a sudden, it'll be gone. So you want to, you know, make sure you have some water ready to go to keep it going. So like I said, you want the humidity around houseplants to stay high. One of the things I meant to mention, if you're misting plants, one thing to look out for is looking for plants that have what they almost consider like hairy leaves. I'm talking really like a African violet. You don't want to miss those. They don't like getting their foliage wet. They want to just be watered in the soil. So those aren't the types that we want to mist. We're looking more for, you know, your foliage plants and some of your flowering plants, etc. So those are a few things to be thinking about helping your plants, because you should try to consider making your humidity a little bit more when you start to see the leaves on your plants develop a little bit of brown edges, when you see them to beginning to wilt a little bit, and some of the things when it comes to flowering plants. When the buds fail to develop or they drop before, you know, they even open, or, you know, when the flowers are shriveling as soon after they open. So those are things to be thinking about. So definitely look into, with your houseplants, can you add humidity? You know, a lot of places, a lot of houses have dehumidifiers, trying to get rid of that. And we're kind of going the opposite way when it comes to our houseplants. So think about it. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.